Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. I'm just moving right past that. 3 o'clock, great to have you. We've got callers to get to, so I want to kind of reset things and try to bring two topics into focus. That way, everybody participates. We started the show, TSN 1050. There was a discussion about Mitch Marner, and the Wings are just an afterthought. I mean, Darren Dreger basically is like, yeah, he's going to LA or Vegas. And it irked me. Because I sit here and I'm like, then what is the point of Steve Yzerman? If he can't recruit a high-end free agent, a difference maker, he doesn't make impactful trades, the pro scouting's been terrible, what do we got to do to... And I'm asking, because this is the fork in the road summer. I don't even think the most ardent Yzerman supporter could tolerate another year like this or another summer filled with the JT Compher poo-poo platter. So... Look, I'm not hung up about Mitch Marner like he cures all ills, but he is almost universally regarded as the best free agent on the market and a guy that Dreger says the Red Wings would love to have. Well, I'm of the belief if the Red Wings truly want someone, they should at least be at the table.
Right.
And the fact is, I feel like we're the Hartford Whalers now. So that's one. What do we got to do to make the Winged Wheel great again? I want to mix this in. I want to bring you and David into the fold on this. David, I thought it was a brilliant approach you had to this, so I want to give you a chance to just go and Rico answer it. You know where I'm at with this. I'm on record. But David has a question that you need to answer.
Yes, I'm watching last night's Eastern Conference Finals, and of course everyone wants to talk about the comeback. But what I want to talk about is watching that game gave me hope. I was encouraged watching that for the Detroit Pistons. If we make one move, if we make that move this offseason, I'm not afraid of the Pacers. The Knicks, please, miss me with that one. If we make that one move, we are playing in the Eastern Conference Finals next season. But the question is, to move or not to move? Because we have to move. We have to do that. We are in that seat next year. We're not talking about the Knicks next year. We're not talking about the Pacers.
Not talking about the Celtics.
We're not talking about the Celtics. We're not talking about anybody. We are talking about hosting games in the Eastern Conference Finals is what we would be talking about, but we have to make that move.
So no respect for the Pacers?
No. Wow. None whatsoever. Did you see them last night? Great. They won. Great comeback.
David, I think the point before Rico answers is just there's a split. A lot of the Pistons hardcore fan or Pistons media is like, no, let it simmer. Assur's going to have a full offseason. Then the rest of us are like, boy, the East looks pretty open. Why don't we push a button here?
Yeah.
So to move or not to move?
You have to make a move. And you have to make a move, and it can't just be, okay, we need to get this three-point artist. We need to get this backup whoever. You need somebody who could help you score because, David, the reason why you should be encouraged, the reason why Pistons fans should be encouraged, you had to lead in all six games against the Knicks that you played, okay? Now, you couldn't finish. That was your problem. Cade struggled at the end. Cade threw a lot of turnovers, missed some shots. He needed help. He needed somebody that he could count on. I don't know it. I don't think that that's Jaden Ivey. I know a lot of people are like, we already got our guy, and it's Jaden Ivey. I think you have to make a move. I think you need to get somebody established that can handle the pressure of being there. Because imagine, if Jaden Ivey's with this team next year, it's going to be his first time with that type of pressure, and you can't expect much out of him. You have to make a move, and you have to get somebody that's Cade's equal or better. You can't just go out and get role player, okay? You got to get, like, I look at the Knicks, and your biggest, they got to get somebody to help Brunson bring the ball up. He was dragging ass at the end of that game. He was done, toast, turning the ball over, trying to get a foul for the Pistons. The fact that you're almost pseudo-living through the Knicks because you gave them the best series they've had so far. I mean, now they're down 0-1, so maybe the Pacers will. I'm with you. I think that they could be a part of the top four teams in the East, and you see where it goes. Now, I do have respect for Indiana. I do. I know you don't. I do. But I look at these teams, and there's nothing great about them. There's nothing special about them.
Correct.
There's nobody like, man, there's no way we're going to beat Giannis. It's no way we're going to beat this team. It's no way. Let's just hope that we get there, and then if we lose to them, it's okay. Nah, everything's open. And with the NBA having now going to be, what, the seventh or eighth new champion? Who's to say you can't be the next one? So I'm with you. You got to make a move.
So why do so many people not want to make one? It sound so easy. So
this scared money because Mike, I think you know the reason. You got to break up some of the people that's the fan favorites. You're going to lose some people.
Fan favorites. Team doesn't have any fans. It's the first year of any good in 15 years. You think they have some deep emotional attachment to Jaden Ivey? You know what that is? That's fraudulent.
You asked the question of why some fans
and
are
I'm
like that.
And I'm giving you my answer to
because they don't want to lose. Can't we just add players and not, like, for them, it's like, I'd rather just go the free agent route and we don't have to lose anybody. We can keep everybody here.
Free agency are out in Detroit. Okay, cool.
You asked the question.
Yeah, and I'm giving you the answer. If people are that stupid, they deserve to never win a title.
Correct. You have to be bold. You have to go out. I'm not scared to trade Jaden Ivey. I'm not scared.
Are you kidding me? He's got 20 years of history in this city. Don't you know that?
I don't care at all. Make the move to go get that guy. Because you said, I'm not afraid of any team right now in the East.
So
I'm not.
So people, I want to get the Yzerman people in. I also want to get Piston fans in.
But, David, this is kind of like Mike with his Wyatt Langford moments. You should have thought of me when that shot went in. Because I'm like, that's my guy. Okay. No, I give you Wyatt Langford all the time.
Yeah, I know, but him. What did Wyatt Langford cost us? Max Clark and McGonagall. You're saying Halliburton, it cost us Cade. If you draft Halliburton, we don't have Cade. That's a different deal you're making.
No, I still think you would have got Cade. You wouldn't have had Killian Hayes.
Well, that part, no. I don't care. Fine.
I can't have my moment.
I'm happy with Cade. I love Halliburton.
I like Cade. They're different drafts.
I like Halliburton. I do.
They're different drafts. That's the player I wish we would have had. Somebody of that caliber. Somebody who can make the shot.
Don't you think Cade is better than Halliburton? You like Halliburton better?
Yeah.
Then Cade, not Killian. Don't do that.
No. But, Mike, I think they're on a similar level. And I'm saying if Cade has somebody that he could throw the ball to and say, hey, they're going to double team me. You're going to be open over there. Take the shot.
Right.
He doesn't have that right now. He's throwing the ball and it's going out of bounds. He's going throwing the ball and it's to who? You know, Tim Hardaway?
Okay. Junior. People, I need you to answer it. David says straight up, it's right there. Doesn't fear anyone. To move or not to move. Many of you refuse to want to take a big swing. Oh, this guy sucks. That idea is stupid. Let Trajan cook. Just answer David's question. You know where I stand. I didn't have to say anything. I mean, I want to make a move. I'm tired of this crap.
You have to. I mean, at the end of the game, if you have Asur on the court, you're playing 5-on-4 basketball.
Right, but they don't care. Like, right, I think it's every reason they won't make a move.
And that's why you're not going to win, because you need five guys who can make a basket, because the other team knows you don't even have to guard him. We're good.
Yeah, but the problem is, I think David's point is going to be used against him. oh, yeah, we came close to beating the Knicks, who beat the Celtics, and now, and all Piston fans are going to do is, well, we'll just develop and we'll get it there naturally.
Well, congratulations. You got six numbers in the lottery, and you know what that got you? Nothing.
Okay, good talk.
I mean, you're three numbers. I mean, it's like, look, it's close, but then take that. I'm with you guys. Take the next step, man. Be a have and not hoping to be on the waiting list to be a have. Just kick down the door and say, you know what? We're here too.
248-539-9797. We've got the Red Wing calls in the mix. What do we got to do to make the Winged Wheel great again? Mitch Marner thing. Some cold water got put on that by Toronto media. And the question is just, what are we doing here? And then for the Pistons, I mean, last night's game was incredible. And for David, it just speaks to the Pistons are closer than people think or realize. And if you make a move, maybe it could be, as you put it, Rico, six straight NBA champions that are different. There's going to be a seventh. Mm-hmm. Maybe it could be you. But that requires something other than a blood clot-free summer from a sore. Sorry. Or does it? Because many of you yell at people like us who want to move this thing forward. So you tell me. Because some of the reporting early goes right against what you and him and me want. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're not going to rush anything. I mean, hell, you have the owner talking about winning a playoff series. You don't have the owner talking about championships. Tom Gores was talking about winning a playoff series.
Yeah, we heard that.
Like there's some kind of medal for that. What do you get, a silver star?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, before I get to the people, I just let the record show I brought this up before anybody else. I don't think it's happening, but I like seeing when other people start to get the idea. So you guys are talking about a move. Do you remember who I suggested would be like the sneaky but really effective player that if I could put him in the backcourt with Cade, I think it'd put you in the Eastern Conference Finals next year?
No, I remember Zion.
I want you to think
Picking the Celtics carcass dry.
Oh, yes.
Derek White.
Yes.
Okay. So Athlon has proposed this, and now it's making the rounds in articles. If this deal is offered and you don't take it, burn the building down. I would be livid as a Celtics fan if we traded D. White for this pile of garbage. Literally, the deal is we give the Pistons Derek White, winner. I mean, just dead-eye three-point shooter, on ball, off ball, do-it-all guard, one of the best defensive guards in the league, and a winner, a champion, a guy that understands how to make the winning play at both ends of the floor. Late games, you can move Kate off the ball. Dude, D. White in a Pistons uniform would be amazing. I'd be happy for you guys. I'd be angry for myself. The Celtics get Jaden Ivey and a first in 27 and 29 with heavy protections. Oh, great. I get an extension eligible guard that I don't even want here. If Brad Stevens calls you and offers that, you take it before the phone call's over. It's simply...
Because Jaden Ivey is the unknown, you don't, and that's what you're hoping, that the Celtics will say, okay, we'll take a chance on him.
I'm just glad it was out there. I had the idea last week. It makes me feel special. I'm kidding. I don't care. Bottom line, move or no move?
Move.
I'm aware. And then the Yzerman stuff with, sounds like, move. Okay, then I'm done. We go to the people, go to Tom, 97.1. Tommy, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I got 2 points about this Yzerman thing. One, I think it should start. I have two spots. One, start with Chris Illich. Look at the Tigers. Look at the Red Wings. The guy does not like to spend money. I think it starts with him. His dad loved to spend money. He don't. I think that's where they need to start. Second, goaltending. My grandfather always told me, if you're going to have a cup team, you got to have good goaltending. If you don't have good goaltending, all the goal scorers won't matter unless you can't stop that puck. He says, look at your top-tier echelon teams. What do they have in common? Good goaltending. I think the Wings need to start with good goaltending and get rid of Mrazek.
Well, here's your problem. It's going to be year 7. Kosa's clearly not ready to be a lead dog. And Trey Augustine just went back to college. They have thumbed their nose at any discussion of acquiring a real goalie. So while you're right, Tom, they're not changing. They're not going to do what you want. I'm with you, but like, look at how Yzerman's run this.
Oh, definitely. It's subpar, way subpar. I mean, I could run the team better than Yzerman could.
I mean, I can't prove it, but honestly, I think I'd rather see Tom from Warren. At least you'd be interesting at a press conference. I don't think Tom and Warren would be daydreaming. But no, you could scream about goaltending all you want. For 6 years, I've been yelled at, well, you can't block this guy, you can't block that guy, you can't block Kosa, you can't block Augustine. Just wait. Be patient, you idiot. Okay, well, here we are. It's going to be year 7. You know who's not going to play 50 games next year? Probably Sebastian Kosa.
Right. Yeah, you would like to see him come up at least at the end of the year, see what you got.
No, how dare you? He's got to help Grand Rapids. Oh, wait, he's benched. Let's go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, what's going on?
Oh, what's up? They need to spend their way out of this because these middling contracts, Kopp, Comfort, they're just wasted space, just like the Tigers. The Tigers are spending $25 million on Alex Cobb and Kent Maeda, $50 million if you include Baez. If they give $50 million to Alex Bregman this past offseason, is anyone complaining? Is anyone saying, oh, Illich doesn't spend? They have to spend on high-quality players.
I think the other thing they have to do, Kevin, is they're in a tough spot. Clearly, they wanted to get Wallman the hell out of here. But when you attach a 2 to get rid of a player who is worth a 1, you know, you need to attach a high-level draft pick to Andrew Kopp's dead body. Get that contract out of here. They have to do a lot of stuff. And it does include opening up some cap and then spending it. I agree with you. But, Kevin, look around. I mean, Kenny, feel free to join in. Look, the premium free agents, a guy like Marner, and you're going to be up against it against no-tax states. Kev, they're going to have to offer 13.25. I don't see him doing it.
No.
And it's also about term. What have we always complained about with Steve? Is
doesn't want to give term.
Right. Same thing with the defenseman class. 7 years, 6 years. It's contracts like those.
How bad did you want Brandon Montour? We got made fun of. And look, that you if you want that level of defenseman, you got to hand out 6-7 years.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's it.
Absolutely. Especially in this market that is not that plus does not the, have the state tax.
Plus,
problem.
The kid's got a full sleeve. I mean, that's the kind of defenseman I want.
This is the opposite of you can't win with a ginger.
So,
yes.
Ginger, long hair, balding, no.
Full sleeve?
Full sleeve?
Yes. Absolutely. It increases your grit quotient.
I'm so learning.
I think that defenseman helps, though. That's what it does. Him having that at defenseman helps.
Show me a goalie with
a face
tat. Vezina. Like a Mike Tyson face tat. 10-year deal. Automatic.
Okay.
I have my rules.
I see. I'm learning them.
We go to Dan, 97.1. Danny, what's going on, pal?
Mike, Rico, guys, it's what miserable English weather we're experiencing right now, right?
Honestly, in all my years of living in Metro Detroit, I don't remember a spring like this at all.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend, right?
I mean, yeah, 52.
Driving up north, and you're driving to snow.
Get your parka.
So, you know, I'm a Blues fan, grew up in St. Louis. Doug Armstrong remade that team, and it was scandalous of Steve White to sort of, almost compare himself with the Blues. After Doug Armstrong remade those Blues offer based upon those offer sheets that he was able to steal from Edmonton, Philip Roberg and Dylan Holloway. I think Stevie needs to try to steal Joel Hofer from the Blues. It seems like they could get him from about a $2.3, $2.4 million offer sheet, and the Blues would probably not, they would probably surrender at that price.
Kenny, you want to roll in? Because offer sheets, I got yelled at for the offer sheet routine.
I started to switch to your side with the offer sheet thing, Mike. Is that why don't you just try? I mean, the player also on the other side has to say yes, which I think a lot of people don't really realize. And it's kind of viewed as like a conniving way of doing business.
But I don't care.
I have no issue with it, dude. If you want to offer sheet Matthew Nyes from Toronto, try it. I don't care.
So reading Jeremy Rutherford from The Athletic, the Blues are going to have to get shaken up. That Game 7 loss to Winnipeg really kind of rattled that team. I think some of the top line forwards, I think Kyrou is going to be gone. And I just don't know what kind of deal is going to have to be put together. The Blues will probably get a second-tier defenseman, maybe a second-line center, and then Kyrou would be out of there. Maybe that's a guy that CBY brings in here. I don't understand his propensity to bring in players from St. Louis here, but he does, and so I don't know. We'll
but
see.
Do you agree with me? And I know, look, Danny, I probably took it a little too far, but like I got annoyed because it's like we can't even get excited. It's like there's no aura from Steve Yzerman. He can't recruit anyone here. I just don't know what to do.
ESPN is getting rid of Sunday Night Baseball. The Four Nations really kicked a fire, and I mean, they brought hockey back. I don't know why he has the best North American, in the United States market for hockey, and it's a pretty much a flat line here in Detroit.
Couple. I mean, hell, Buffalo's a wonderful market. Unfortunately, that franchise is run like the Cleveland Browns. So no, Dan, I hear you. You get to a point, Danny. When you're a GM or a team president, part of the job, you're supposed to sit at those tables. You're supposed to take those meetings. You're supposed to deliver results. Kind of punch above your weight a little bit. Like, look, that's why Sam Presti is so damn good in the NBA. He gets players to Oklahoma City, and he keeps them happy. Mm-hmm. Like, your job is to be able to do more than we expect of you because, Kenny,
that is what the money's for.
Yes. Like, Yzerman is supposed to be able to recruit. Like, we're going to get Steve Stamkos. Nope. Who's he recruited here? Now we're in the seventh summer. Okay, what are we going to do? And now I'm already being told you can't even dream about Mitch Marner.
Yeah, that was depressing.
I know. And look, money could change it. You show up at Marner's door with an Alexei Yashin-type deal that I had to live with. All of a sudden, maybe Marner views I-75 differently. But, I mean, Ken, look, I'm going to say this and I'll take the slander, but, like, I know it's irresponsible, but I just don't care. I'm ready to, like, do something stupid. I'm ready to hand out like a Rick DiPietro deal. I can't take anymore. No, I know it's terrible, but I know it's Bobby Bonilla on ice. But I'm just, I need.
That desperate.
If he did something like that, it would also prove that he's willing to do something like that. I would rather try and fail than not try at all.
Yeah, and Rico, look, how do I say it other than the way I did? I know it's wrong. Mm-hmm. I know it's irresponsible. I just don't care anymore. I can't keep doing
it. We are so desperate.
I can't keep doing it.
Never make moves out of desperation, and that's what that would be.
Yes. Yes.
Everything that you, this is one of those, I'm telling you no, but you're ignoring the third base coach, and you're just going to go running home anyway.
Okay. That's where I've arrived at. Okay. I'm now Cabrera rounding third. In the best shape of my life.
Marner, 8 years, $14 million. Sign the contract.
Eight. I see it, and I raise it 10. 10 at 113. I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. 248-539-9797. A lot of Piston fans want to talk. Let's do it. East is wide open. Last night's theater in New York, David walked away going, we could beat both these teams, but we got to make a move. So then why are we being told early on, oh, no, 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 no. You pigeons don't get it. They're going to let it simmer. They're not going to rush. Why? Why? Isn't there a scenario the Pistons could win the East next year with a proper move?
It is. I'll answer that question next.
248-539. So stupid. All right, here's Rika. Or not.
Or not.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Straight to the people. Multitude of topics in play.
Open lines.
No, you can, honestly, we're talking a little bit about the Wings and Darren Dreger basically making us feel like we're the Hartford Whalers, that, you know, Mitch Marner ain't coming here. And the idea of then what is Steve Yzerman's purpose? If we don't get a seat at the table with elite free agents, then what's the point as we enter year seven? And for the Pistons last night, incredible game at Madison Square Garden. Rico's guy Halliburton with a Kawhi Leonard-esque shot. Yeah. You know, like, I can't believe that went in. But to make a move or not to make a move. Because in the end, the East looks wide open. You can make a case to not making a move. I think that's the general loser Detroit way of doing it. Or let's make a move. The door has been opened. And a move doesn't mean you destroy everything and tear it down. It doesn't mean you do something stupid. And if there's no quality move to be made, then you don't.
Right.
But I think this idea that a move is viewed as negative or you're impetuous for wanting it, no, I just think that's stupid. I think the East is open. I think if the Pistons added a Robin to Cade's Batman, they absolutely would lay claim to being a team that could get to the ECF. So that's what we're talking about. If you want What's Your Favorite Pickle or something like that, I'm sure that's available somewhere on Odyssey Rewind. Yes.
No, I mean, because it's right there. NBA, you're about to have your seventh different team win the finals. You could be team number eight next year. It's not this, you know, dynasty that you're going up against. Yeah. And you were in every game against the Knicks. So, look, I know momentum does not carry over from year to year, but that is something, some pride that you can take if you're in the Pistons management of saying, guys, we were this close. We couldn't finish out games.
Okay? Rico's putting up a try-hard banner.
No, it's not a try-hard banner. It's we were so close. We need to do something. We have to do something.
What if we're so close and the kids just grow up? I'm telling you what we're going to be facing.
With the piece that we brought in for them.
Ticket text and we'll go to the calls. David, go ahead.
I want Devin Booker, 24-point average through his career, and I don't think that you have to give up a lot to get him. That is from Rick C.
You probably will, Rick.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, sure.
That's where you're wrong. Plus, they're trading KD. They're not trading Booker.
Yeah, they're not trading both. So, yeah. Fellas, I would trade for Zion Williamson. That's my number one guy. Trade Tobias, Fontanecchio, and Clintman, first-round picks, all yada, 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 to get him here. Think that would get it done. He doesn't want to be in New Orleans, and a change of scenery would be great. The Pelicans clearly want to move on. Plus, the Pistons keep their young core. That is from Marlon. Another person suggesting, go get Jamal Murray. He can help bring that ball up the court. He can score. You could pair him with Cade.
I quit. Okay.
Mike, I would say 80 to 90% of the Piston fans wouldn't even trade Ivy straight up for Derek White. That is the current state of these bizarre fans right now. That is from James.
See, I don't think it's the state of the bizarre fans, but David, I'll ask you, you're a Pistons fan. Would you have felt different going up against the Celtics this year if you had not only Ivy, but also Isaiah Stewart in the mix as well?
Would I have felt different? Do you think they could have beat the Celtics? Do you think they could have beaten the Knicks? No.
Okay.
No.
You don't think either of those two guys could have helped you get over the hump and win a couple of those games?
I don't think we would have won a series with them, no.
Okay.
Okay, so now you want to keep everybody.
No. It was a hypothetical question, Mike.
Oh my God, did Rico just go John Cena heel turn mid-segment? No. I'm like, oh no, we're keeping everyone now?
No, I'm just asking for those who are saying, hey, let's just keep this squad together, because in their mind, we didn't have two pieces playing in the games, so maybe that would be the difference. I'm trying to figure out why you would want to not make a move.
I think the thing I want most is beef stew out of town. I think the less I ever have to hear about beef stew.
Then you probably don't want to watch what the Pistons just posted 7 minutes ago.
What did they post 7 minutes?
It's just all beef stew highlights.
Oh, dear God. Okay,
fine. Two words, dog pound.
Oh, good. There we go. Let's just lean into the lazy. Get right in there with those cliches. All right.
I mean, it's almost like you're looking at my screen.
I'm not. Just here, so tired of it.
There you go.
Yes. Oh, isn't that great? Oh, hey, look, he's starting a fight. That's awesome. That'll get me where I got to go. All right, let's go to Anthony, 97.1. Ant, what's going on, buddy?
How y'all doing today?
Good.
I don't watch hockey, so I'm not going to act like I'm this hockey viewer.
That's okay.
But when I look at Steve Iverson, he's just like an old fart that's stuck in his ways. You say he's a year, what, seven?
Yes.
I feel like they need to get younger on the ice and in the front office. But my really calling is for the Pistons, though.
Yes, sir.
I feel like there's some multiple ways they can go this offseason, and it's not going to cost them a lot. I feel like when I look at Trajan Langdon, he looked like a James Bond villain. So he looked cutthroat. So he's going to make somebody – the Pistons fans are going to be in their feelings this offseason. Someone's going to be the odd man out or two. And I'm looking at Lord Marketing. Can I come off JD and Stoop, be Stoop for Lord Marketing? Can I
– Plus one.
Boston is plus one.
No. Keep going. Here's what it would take for Marketing. First of all, Tobias Harris has to go in the deal based on the salary. You have to have that $26 million. It would probably be Tobias and Beef Stew and three first-round picks and one of the young players.
I don't know. I'm giving that.
I probably wouldn't either. But I'm just telling you, take it from a guy who had Danny Ainge run his team. The guy's insane, and he's going to hurt you.
And I feel like KD is a good option for a couple years, and you may not have to give up any player.
No. Kevin Durant, like right now, everything with Kevin Durant that's getting floated, I'll give you an example. Paul George plus the number three pick in the draft for KD. No,
they don't take mine.
Plus, here's the other problem. What has KD brought besides cancer to anywhere he's been the last 6 years?
Hey, but cancer bring me a championship.
But he doesn't. The only time he did, he joined the greatest team in the history of the league.
They were already championship caliber.
He had his hand-selected play pals in Brooklyn. How did it go?
Yep.
I mean, come on. No,
when he went to the Warriors, they were on their way for a second title, a back-to-back. He was just a cherry on top. We just want to make sure nobody comes close to winning it this
year. Phoenix was better without him. Here's the reality. KD's a 35-year-old scorer who's lost all of his explosiveness post-Achilles tear. He's a very good player. But there's like three teams in the league he would make sense for. Three. And you're not one of them. You don't want that here.
And you would have to gut the team. And that's what Phoenix problems were. They were close and then say, well, let's give it all up for him.
The Zion thing, look, the Derek White thing, I got to see the Celtics make him available. He would rocket to number one on my board based on winner, culture, defense, unbelievable clutch shooter. And it would enhance Cade late in games.
And that's the thing that would help me out is because now Cade wouldn't feel like I have to do everything. He would have somebody.
Oh, but he has Beef Stew, right? Only this town would fall in love with a backup center whose best skill is starting fights and making funny faces. Only this town.
I got you. Hey, I'm just saying, it was just funny. You said that.
I know.
And they posted.
And he is a good defensive player. And I like Beef Stew, but you know what I don't need? 4 at 60 for him.
No.
And I just, it's this town. They build a statue of him then. Do that. Put a Beef Stew statue on the roof. Since we don't have the LED roof, put a statue of Beef Stew on the roof.
It's just, I wonder if that's why people say, hey, let's just let the, you know, let's let this team come together because you were missing two pieces.
Okay, good for them. Okay, I'm going to tell you I'm going to become physically ill, but I want to defend Rico on something. I was doing some digging. Rico made a statement a couple segments ago. And I want to back Rico's side of this. Look, Rico's been a slap for Halliburton since draft night pandemic. I want to read a couple stats, and here's the bottom line in all of it. As much as I love Cade, Cade has two problems. One is a lack of clutch. The second is the turnovers. So let me do this. Don't look at me. It makes me sick enough I have to defend you. Don't look at me. Just turn your chair around. Let me defend you. Just sit there.
Come on in here, Rico. You can stay in here with us.
Pretend I'm Doug with the mulch. I don't want to look at you right now. Listen to me.
It sounds like a you problem, but go ahead.
Tyrese Halliburton is 4 for 4 on game tying or go-ahead shots in the final 10 seconds this postseason. Now, what I ask you is, imagine if that was Kobe, Michael Jordan, Jason Tatum, you know, whomever you like, Steph Curry, the world would be crowning this player the most clutch player in the history of Earth. Halliburton doesn't get a lot of credit for that. But wait, there's more. This is how disgusted I am I have to do this. He leads the entire playoffs in assists at 10 a game. while never turning it over. Two turnovers a game. Two. And he is constantly handling the basketball for a high-octane, up-tempo team. But wait, there's more. Do you know the Pacers' record since New Year's Day?
No.
59 total games. What do you think the record is?
Let's go 40 and 18.
43 and 16.
Okay.
And this is the most incredible one. Don't look at me. It makes me sick. I'm defending you. 11 of 12 on shots that are game tying or go ahead in the final 2 minutes this season. If that were Brunson, if that's SGA, if that's Jokic, think how that's discussed. Mm-hmm. So when Rico says Halliburton, I'd still take him over Cade. I understand it's not a blowout, but the guy doesn't turn it over. The guy is money shooting late. I got it. I got to at least defend Rico. Don't look at me.
I appreciate that.
I got to defend Rico.
No, you saw it at the end of the with the Knicks games where everybody knew
Cade
was going
to
get the ball.
Again, with the eye contact. I don't want to talk to you.
What are you, Stoney?
I've already defended. Yeah, be Stoney. Stare at the floor while you're speaking to me.
Now you must be Stoney because I'm not doing that.
yes. I hate defending you.
It's that painful.
I just did the research, and I wanted to
question everything that I know about you right now. You don't even want me looking at you. I thought we were friends. Apparently
it's
not.
It's just sickening.
Apparently but not.
I think you have a real point there, and I owe you an apology.
I take the time to learn what black eyes Susans are, and this is what I get.
All right. I'll deliver the mulch.
Okay.
Keep going.
No, but everybody knew he was going to get the ball. And yeah, he turned it over. He missed a couple of clutch shots at the end. He had two times to win the game. He didn't get it done. Even last night, as a decoy, you know, when Obi Toppin in overtime dunks the ball, if you look, Halliburton's at half court. Like, he knew the Knicks were going to send three people his way. Like, sure, I'll stand here. Maybe I'm not psych. That's Toppin just dunking the ball. And the Knicks are looking like, wait, what just happened here? So, yeah, I think things just run a lot smoother with him. I like Kay, but yeah, if you can get somebody in that backcourt with him that he doesn't always have to bring the ball up and maybe set him up for that game-winning shot rather than trying to get it on his own, think that's a different. Yes, I'm down with that. Now, I mean, you wouldn't like the trade, but yes.
Well, it's mythical. I mean, it's like this one. Here, I'll give one to Kenny. You want a Red Wings trade? We're talking about how, all right, Marner don't want to be here. Here's a Red Wings trade, and I think Red Wing, the wing nuts slash Steve Botts, I think their heads would explode. So let's see if you can guess the player. Swedish had a horrific season this year, including a feud with a teammate.
Elias Pettersson.
He's 100 points
plus. Elias Pettersson, yep.
First line center.
I would love it, although I don't fall into the category of Steve Bott.
All right, but do you want to know what the deal looks like? Here's a proposed deal.
Oh, boy.
Well, buckle up for this.
Oh, boy.
So you get Pettersson. Congrats. First line center. You give up Nate Danielson, William Wallander, a 26 first-round pick, and a 27 first-round pick. And in this piece, they describe Danielson, who was number 9 overall in 23. I've said anything I've read is offense is struggling in the minors. They label him a middle 6 forward.
Who was the first player you mentioned?
Nate Danielson.
And then?
William Wallander.
Okay.
Now, you don't need Wallander because you've got Pelika, and you've got Evanson, and you've got Sider, and you've got whoever Steve gets in free agency this year on D.
Right.
And two first-round picks. You do it?
So this is where I defer to the boat's a boat, but the mystery box could be anything. Could even be a boat. Elias Pettersson is a boat. Change of scenery type thing. That's the same thing when people say Mitch Marner doesn't perform in the playoffs. Maybe it's a mixed thing. Maybe he just needs a change of scenery. That helps players a lot. It's actually a real thing in hockey.
Hey, listen, he's Swedish. Let's ready, Kenny? Let's. More Swedes.
You know, these Euros don't play tough.
You got to get bigger on the blue line. Got to roll four lines.
No, I'm down.
You know, Scotty's messing with the combinations again.
I'd make that trade in a heartbeat.
Okay, I just had to ask. I don't think Wings fans would.
No.
Their heads would explode.
Nate Danielson, you want to do what to Nate Danielson?
Right, but then, and again, I'm not sitting here telling you I'm watching minor league games, but anything I've read on Danielson, his offense is not developing. Well, why the hell do I need another middle six forward? I don't.
And then you have support for Larkin. He doesn't need to be the guy. You could flip them in between 1C and 2C if you want to, depending on what's working.
I'm taking his C. He's done.
No C. From 1C to no C.
You're out. You don't even wear the A.
Wow.
You're out.
You go down to the third line. You're done.
Sit. Taking his number, too. He wears a blank jersey. You earn it. Had enough. You play like you played in the Four Nations, or you don't play at all.
What? You have to earn your number.
He gets the replica jersey until he earns the real one back. Blank.
He plays in a jersey, actually.
Mom and dad couldn't afford to iron the numbers on. Blank. I wish we could do stuff like that. It'd be amazing. Make sports so interesting.
Right.
Be fabulous. All right, we'll get a few of the calls. I know we got to do a blitz. Kenny just traded away every prospect we have. This is a great segment. I had to defend Rico. Don't look at me. 248-539-9797. I defended you. I did something nice for you today.
That was so backhanded. I couldn't look at you as you defended me.
97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femeninio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femeninio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.